Washington, D.C. studios. Roland Martin, baby. Roland, good morning.
Hey, folks. What's happening? Hope all is well with you. You know, Tom, we always love to celebrate African-American young folks who are doing a great job. And we got this email, and not like a really smart person. Remember that person in school who you said, you know what? You Sybil. Just really, really smart.
Sybil.
You just too smart.
Sybil.
Tom, Cortland Wycliffe, 22 years old, from Houston, Texas. This young man just the other day became the youngest African-American to ever graduate from Harvard Law School. The brother is 22 years old. Graduated with a BS in bioengineering from Rice University with his undergrad at 19. Now the kid is going to Texas A&M to get a PhD in engineering as well. At 22, he joins us this morning. Cortland, how you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Man, do you do anything else but study?
Yes.
What do you do for fun?
Watch movies, listen to music. I was actually grooving to y'all whole music. Y'all had like some TLC, Groove Theory, Mary J. Blige. I was over here bobbing my head.
He is a all regular guy.
Okay, okay.
So tell us, I mean, first of all, the youngest African-American graduate of Harvard Law School. But, man, you bet me 19 years old, you graduated from Rice University?
Yes, sir.
How old were you when you graduated from high school?
So I started college the week after my 15th birthday.
Wow. 15?
Yes, sir.
And your mama had to drive you to college.
Well, so she dropped me off in my dorm, and you know she was all teary-eyed. But luckily, I got to live on campus, so I just had to walk across the way to go to classes and everything.
Nice.
But so, we were living in Austin, and I went to school in North Texas, north of Denton. So that's about a 3.5-hour drive.
Did you pledge?
I couldn't pledge when I was at North Texas, and Rice University doesn't have any fraternities.
All right, then. Well, don't worry about it.
Well, you swapped that for being smart. Don't worry
about it. Yeah, don't worry about it. You're going.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Don't worry about it.
You're going to learn an ignorant dance. You're all right. You're fine, man.
Don't worry about it, Corley. You get your PhD from Texas A&M. I can take you the Alpha Grad chapter there. Don't worry about it. So first, you know, I had to go there. So Cortland, tell us. So first of all, you're going to an area very, you know, that's a lot of folks emphasizing STEM. What do you want to say to young folks out there in terms of the importance of that science, technology, engineering, and math?
Well, for me, science, technology, engineering, and math, that's where all the fun jobs are. You get some exciting work. You get some nice paychecks. And one thing I've always wanted to convey to young people, and I've tried to do through a lot of outreach, is that this is all stuff you can do. There isn't any glass ceiling. You can shatter any glass ceiling you think may exist. No limit to what you can accomplish in the field. All you got to do is try. And a lot of times people are discouraged from trying just because they, you know, perceive it as being something they can't do. But, for example, engineering is something, you know, especially in the black community, we do every day. When I was at my grandmother's house, we had a wobbly table. When you decide to put those deck of playing cards underneath the table to stop it from wobbling, that's engineering. Identifying a problem, finding a simple solution.
Break it down, Cortland.
And so, you know, we've always done engineering, and it's just we haven't been getting the degrees to go along with it. So I just would encourage a lot of young people to go out there and get those degrees so they can get the nice paying jobs to come along with them.
So what kind of job do you want?
What do you want to do?
So, yeah, what do you want to do?
I want to start a medical device company. So that's the reason why I'm going back for my PhD, and that's the reason why I did the law aspect, is because I want to be able to invent my own devices and patent them and then sell them. And so the area of medicine that I'm most interested in is, they call it point of care, but basically providing doctors with portable devices so they can go anywhere and save lives.
Wow. You're an amazing young man, and you seem so grounded and just so well-rounded. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you married? Are you dating?
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah. You got that
not
happening?
At the moment.
Stay that way. Take that advice from somebody who went to trade school. Okay.
Cortland, congratulations, man. Good luck at Texas A&M, and I'll see you on the campus when I come down in the fall.
All right, I'm going to hold you to that.
Oh,
don't worry about it. We'll do it.
Trust me.